During these 50 days we call Easter time, we talk about God working with us and God blessing us. So one of our newest members, Michael McCarty, would like to share with you some of his story of how he came to become baptized. Michael.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a story to share with you. Story of a young boy in a church. Much like the young boys I see in front of me, about the same age. The young boy was always playing in the churchyard. He would run in the green grass, hide among the trees and shrubs, hit baseballs in the empty lots, and play every game imaginable. Sometimes the boy would get so hot and thirsty that he would go into the church to the drinking fountain. The water that he drank was so refreshing. It boosted his spirits and fueled his body. He could never get enough. No matter how exhausted he got, when he drank the water, he felt as good as new. He would never forget that church. Eventually, the boy moved away from the church, and he lost touch with the special place where he played. However, the story is not over, nor does it end. About 2 years ago, my wife, Mickey, and I decided we wanted to become Catholic and join St. John's. We met with Elaine Ouellette, the RCIA director, and thought it would be good for our growing family to have a Catholic foundation. I wanted to learn more about the faith primarily. I learned a lot more than that. This process has given me a new sight, a new perspective of the world around me. I have learned more about love, the true meaning of love, forgiveness, sacrifice, and much more. I want to thank Elaine and the RCIA team members. They helped to make this process a very special time for me. I have had a lot of great experiences going through the process, my baptism being the greatest. I will never forget it, the holy water which gave me new life. As I reflect back on my younger days, coming into St. John's for a simple drink of water, I feel that even then, God was reaching out to me. You see, the same Catholic Church that nourished me as a boy nourishes me now with God's love and guidance. Thank you.